Praise the Lord. Heaven is excited about you. That you are going to receive a yoke-breaking wonder. And people will wonder at your life. They will know that something beyond human power, the supernatural power, has touched your life, and you'll never be the same again. Once I rejoice, once again I rejoice that I am at this time in Boko. You know, beginning the second part of this year, 2026, July 1 and 2, the best place you could be and the best place I could have been is in Boko. And we came so that every yoke will be broken in our lives. In your life. In your family. Father, we receive your blessing. You're showering your blessings down like rain. Lord, we pray everyone will come out into this rain, showers of blessing. And no one will miss the yoke-breaking, wonder-working power of the name of Jesus, even tonight. And as we continue to conclude here in Boko tomorrow, bless your people tonight. Do something they themselves will realize. This is the wonder of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Your amen is so wonderful that no yoke can remain in your life. Amen. We can sit down now. We're coming to John chapter 8. And I'm reading from verse 30. As he, Christ, the Savior, as he, the Lord, spake these words, many believed on him. His words are believable words. His words are trustworthy, trustable words. His words, they come from heaven, and then he speaks on earth, and he speaks to men and women, boys and girls on earth. And when he spoke, the words were so believable that they didn't even finish, you know, what I read to you now. I didn't say, after he spake, as he was speaking, the people said, this is he. This is the Lord. This is the Savior. This is the Messiah. And as he was still speaking, many believed on him. Look at verse 31. In verse 31, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then ye are ye my disciples. He didn't say, now you've come and you said amen to everything I said, and so the blessings will be. No, he said, if you continue in my words, if you know that as he is eternal, his word is eternal. As he is unchanging, his word is unchanging. As you know that he was alive from all eternity, before the sun, before the moon, before the planets, and before this world. And you know, because he was before them all, and he's going to outlive them all, and heaven and earth shall pass away, but he, the eternal one, will never pass away. The same thing what we say about him, that he was before the world. His word was before the world. And his word subsists and comes, and is still available today, and is still true today. And when heaven, the sky, the planets, when they are passed away, his word will remain. And you are in between past eternity and future eternity. And as you continue knowing, the word of Christ continues ever. And you, in the space of time, life that you have here, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Look at verse 32. In verse 32, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Ye shall know the truth. Please understand, the truth you know. Not just, you know, the truth. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Everything he said was the truth, and still is the truth. But, you know, the truth just like that does not set you free. It is the truth you know. It is the truth you accept. It is the truth you believe. It is the truth you have confidence in. Ye shall know the truth. You hear the truth. I accept that. That's what sets you free. You hear the truth. I believe that. That's what sets you free. And you hear the truth. I have confidence in that. The truth that Christ has brought. Any other thing different, any other thing contradictory to what Christ has said, I don't accept that. Once I accept the truth of Christ, that is the truth that will set you free. Give God a great amen. You know, the coin has two sides. You have this side and that side. One side is the truth, and that truth sets free. The other side, there is error. There is falsehood. And error binds. Error destroys. And superstition is error. It's falsehood. When you know the scriptures, the scripture of truth, the word of God, that truth sets you free. When you live your life on superstition, error, falsehood, because you believe falsehood, because you believe what is not true, that binds you. When people say, well, you know, I've gone so far, you should have come many years ago when I was young and tender. And that time, I know I could have been saved, but no, today I've gone beyond. My life is all in shambles. And they say, who are the day? I don't know, but that's what they say. A fool at 40 is a fool forever. That superstition will bind you. That error, that falsehood will bind you. I'm an old man now. I'm beyond 70. And since I didn't hear about this truth of salvation, of the gospel, all these 70 years, young man preaching to me, do you think I can be saved now? Is it not too late? And when you believe that error, that falsehood, at my age now, it's impossible. You see, the falsehood you believe and the superstition you believe, that superstition will bind you and make the yoke stronger on your neck, on your heart, on your soul, on your spirit. But when you know the truth, that at whatever age, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, shall be saved. It is the truth that you know, the truth you accept, The truth you believe and the truth you confess and have confidence in tonight, that truth will set you free.
Amen.
The truth is that Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, that is the truth, that the word of Christ is the word of power. It's a yoke-breaking word. It's a sickness-healing word. When you believe that the same yesterday, today, and forever, that truth that you believe will set you free from sickness. But you know, but he told me that this killed my father. He told me this killed his own father. And he told me in our family circle, this is what always killed them. And now they say, I am the next on the line. Now, when you believe that, the error, when you believe that, the falsehood, and you say it's too late. In fact, I went for, you know, checkup, and they said what I have is terminal. What's terminal? They say, well, the way they explained, they said, I'm gone, I'm through. They said, I'm only breathing, that it's just a matter of days, I will die. If you believe that, you see the truth, that Jesus Christ, the healer, Jesus Christ, the deliverer, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. When you believe that, that thing they call terminal disease will get away from your life. But if you see, they say, and they told me already, and the man looked face to face at me and said, whatever you have, go pack your load and go, you know, regather things. You want to talk to anybody, this is the time to talk to them. You are going. If you believe that, you will go. Because error, falsehood, untrue statement will kill the person because he believes error. In fact, they'll have strong delusion that as they believe a lie, they might all be damned. But thank God, I believe the truth. How about you? And the truth says, you'll call upon the Lord, he will save you. Amen. It says, you'll call upon the Lord, he will touch you and transform you. He will heal you. And there is no power above the power of the Lord Jesus. You know what he said? All power on earth, in heaven, is given unto me. And he said, whatsoever you ask in the name of Jesus will be given to you. That is the truth. You hear the truth, you accept the truth, you believe the truth, and you confirm the truth in your life. That truth will walk in your life. And when we mention the name of Jesus, it will set you free. But if they give you another name, you know, preacher, when I visited the experts, and you count those experts as all in all, they told me the name of what is bothering me is this. And they give you that jaw-breaking word that it's even hard for you to repeat. And they say that word, that sickness, that name, once it comes upon somebody, finish. The fellow is gone. If that is what you believe, you know, you believe falsehood, you believe error, and the error you believe is what will bind you. It increases the yoke, but you turn around. You see, today, I believe in Jesus. He has the name above every name. His name is stronger, greater than my sin. His name is greater than my sickness. His name is greater than any evil power that can trouble me, because I believe that name. I believe the truth. I am free.
Amen.
I'm talking about somebody right there. I am free. That's why Jesus said, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Look at verse 36. In verse 36, if the Son therefore shall make you free. Look at that. The Son, S-O-N. The sin, S-I-N, is the thing that brought the bondage. It's the thing that brought the sickness. It's the thing that brought the captivity. It's the thing that brought the limitation. It's the thing that confined you on the sick bed. The sin that came, not just your sin only, the sin that came. And the earlier part of this world through Adam and Eve. And that sin came, and sickness came, and suffering came, and sorrow came, and sadness came. Every evil thing came. But the Son is greater than the sin. It's greater than the sickness. It's greater than your suffering. And here you have, look up here. You are here in the middle. There is sin on one hand. There is the Son of God on the other hand. And the Lord says, make your choice. Make your choice. If you still lean towards the sin, that's how the bondage came. The bondage will come to you. But if you say, sin, I have nothing to do with you anymore. I repent. I turn. I'm not going to continue in that. And you turn to the Son of God. He'll break every yoke in your life. He'll destroy the works of the devil. Because if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, tell me, ye shall be free indeed. I want you to understand the words of Jesus. That is enough to even, when Jesus says, he shall be free, that's even enough. But Jesus said, not to let that you will be free, you will be free. What's the next word there? 100% free. Every which made whole. And it'll clear every yoke, every obstruction, every bondage out of your life. Even tonight. Amen. That's what I believe. What do you believe? Because you know that and you believe that, it will make you free. I'm talking to you on total freedom from all yoke through Christ. From every yoke, total freedom. Are you still there?
Yes, sir.
That's what you have tonight.
Amen.
What do I have tonight? Say it out aloud. You truly believe that? I said, do you truly believe that? Be it unto you according to your faith. We're looking at three things. Number one, the force of the yoke of sin and sinfulness. Number two, is the freedom from the yoke of sin through the Savior. Number three is the freedom from all sicknesses of the sick. We came for freedom, you'll go back home with freedom.
Yeah.
Look at number one again. Number one is the force, the power of the yoke of sin and sinfulness. As you look at the word of God, you see how mighty, how powerful is the yoke of sin and the yoke of sinfulness. You'll discover that no matter how big an animal, like an elephant, may be, if you can tie the legs to a rope and tie it to a very strong pole, it might pull and push, but that pole is so strong in the ground and that chain is so strong that even the elephant will not be able to set herself free. The same thing with the chain of sin, the cords of sin. Once that is tied around you, and you're tied to the pole, you might try by self-effort. You might try by resolution. You might try by determination. You might try by animal sacrifice. You might try by psychology. All those efforts, the human and the yoke of sin and the yoke of sinfulness is so strong above all of them. That's why you'll find people who might, you know, they speak Greek, they speak Latin, they speak Aramaic, they speak whatever language. They even come to the modern time and speak French and whatever. All that language study does not take them away or break the yoke of sin. You might find a person who says he's studying about what he calls comparative religion. I studied this, I studied this, I studied that. And you might have all that in the head with a big brain, but a small heart, a weak heart. And all that study cannot make a man set himself free from the yoke of sin and sinfulness. But that doesn't mean you cannot be free. You can be free. God is just telling you that why you're wasting time. The one that can set you free is so nearby. He's paid the price for you, and everything is done to make you free. His name, Jesus. Somebody there shout Jesus.
Jesus.
And what self-effort cannot save you from? What determination, diligence, and what human skill cannot save you from? What psychology cannot save you from? Christ, greater than psychology, greater than philosophy, greater than anyone and anything, that Christ comes into your life tonight, you are saved.
Amen.
A good amen.
Amen.
Now, the force, how strong is the yoke of sin, the yoke of sinfulness? In Romans chapter 7, verse 14, for we know that the law is spiritual. And there's nothing wrong with the law. Thou shalt not steal. That's good. I don't want anybody to steal with me. You don't want anybody to steal from you. Thou shalt not steal. That's good. It's a good law. The problem is the one who wants to steal. The problem is not with the law. The problem is with the lawbreaker, because he has the yoke of sin. He said, but I am carnal, sold under sin. Look at verse 15. In verse 15, for that which I do, I allow not. That which I do, I allow not. You understand? He's saying, I am making fire inside my room, and I don't want the smoke to come out. And so I close the door and I close the window. The people outside there will never know that I'm making some fire here. But you cannot confine the smoke. I don't allow, and I don't want the smoke to go out. It will come out. The people outside will know there's smoke coming out of that chamber. You know, your character is like that vapor. It's like that smoke. You don't want the evil thing about you. Your hide, you say, this will never come. Nobody will ever know this. Well, we'll all know. We can know it now because it will come out. Not only that, on the final day, except you surrender your life to Christ, on the final day, the whole world will be gathered together, small and great. and the book of records will be opened. And the people you thought they'll never know, they'll be there too, because it's the whole world. And everything you thought you were hiding will never come out. They'll never know all the evil you've done, because you didn't come to Christ for him to blot everything out. Will be read, will be shown, will be declared before the whole of humanity in the billions and billions. And people who knew you on earth will say, "What? Madam so-and-so? What? Mr. So-and-so? What? Preacher so-and-so? What? Religious man, religious woman, so and so." So this is what was doing. What I'm telling you is the only way that record will be blotted out is to come to Christ, because his blood cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And from the record that have been written, blot out my transgression. If not, on that final day, everybody will know who you were and what you were trying to hide, and all the places you locked up that the smoke will not come out, everybody will see. It says, "For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that I do not." I make resolution. You know, resolution is not redemption. Resolution is, "I won't do that again." You will do it again, because resolution is weak. It's redemption that is strong, that makes you to be totally ready. It says, "But what I hate, that I do." Look at verse 16. In verse 16, "If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good." Now, if somebody is a thief, that somebody is a thief doesn't mean the word of God, the law of God, "Thou shalt not steal." It doesn't mean that that law is bad. That law is good. The bad person is the one that is stealing. When it says, "Thou shalt not commit adultery," that law is good. Everybody knows that is good. You don't want anybody committing adultery with your husband or committing adultery with your wife. The law is good. The problem is the lawbreaker, the one that is committing adultery or fornication. When it says, "Thou shalt not covet whatever belongs to your neighbor," that law is good. You don't want anybody coveting what you have and running after you, wanting to take your life and then seize what you have. The law is good. If the lawbreaker, that is, you know, eyeing what other people have, coveting what other people have, that the bad person is, says, "I know that the law is good." Verse 17. In verse 17, "Now then, it is no more I that do it." Yes, it's your hand that picks what it shouldn't pick. It's your mouth that says what it shouldn't say. It's your eye that looks at what it shouldn't look at. But it is an engine inside. It's a power inside. It's a force inside. "But sin that dwelleth in me." And the point is the force of the yoke of sin and the force of the yoke of sinfulness. You cannot extricate yourself. You cannot save yourself. You cannot overcome that power, that force of sin and sinfulness by yourself. But I didn't come to, you know, talk about sin. I came to talk to you about your Savior. I didn't come to talk about your sickness. I came to talk to you about your healer. You've lost your amen. That leads me then to this important point. Point number two. Point number two is the freedom from the yoke of sin through the Savior. And the Savior is nearby, as near as Even your hand, even nearer, he says, is there. And you know, he died on the cross for you. And he said, it is finished. That is the power of sin over your life, finished. Punishment for your sin, finished. The pollution of the sin that colored your life and colored everything you say and colored every way you act, and the sin that colored, polluted everything you try to do, now that pollution of sin the Lord will take away in Jesus' name. The pollution of sin taken away, the punishment of sin taken away, the power of sin broken. In fact, the very presence of sin, it takes you away from sin, and it takes the sin away from you. And this day, salvation has come unto you. Unto me. That salvation you will have in Jesus' name. Remember. That is the truth, that Jesus died for you. That's the truth. That Jesus paid it all. That's the truth. That whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is the truth. And ye shall know the truth, accept the truth, believe the truth, confess the truth, and you will be saved. Look at Matthew chapter 1, reading from verse 21. It says, and she shall bring forth a son. Please understand, the she there, that's the Virgin Mary. It's not just talking about she, a woman anywhere. She, a woman in any village, in any town, in any city. She, a woman among many, many women. No, this one is not just woman. This is virgin. The virgin conception of Jesus Christ. And a virgin shall conceive what had never happened from the time of Adam and Eve. All the people that were born, they were born of the connection, the coming together, the interpersonal relationship between the man and the woman. And that's how Cain was born, how Abel was born, and the great names that we know, like Abraham, that's how he was born. Like Moses, man and woman had to come together. That's how they were born. Like David, by man and a woman. Even Solomon, the greatest of the wise men up until this time. That's how they were born. But one came. Because according to the promise, the Lord had said back in Genesis, I'll put enmity between you, Satan, the serpent, and the woman. And it says, the seed of the woman, of the virgin, not relating with any man, but born by a woman that didn't have any cohabitation with a man, that seed of the woman will bruise the head of the devil in your life. That's why it says, she, the virgin, shall bring forth a son, and thou shall call his name, tell me his name,
Jesus,
for he shall save his people from their sins. That's it. And because of the way he came to this world, he had no sin, he did no sin, he told no lie, there was no sin in his system, no sin in the heart, no sin in the life. He lived a perfect life for you. And only such a perfect son, perfect savior, perfect redeemer could save you. And that's what it says, that he shall save. And there's no other person. Before you put your trust in anyone and you say, save me, save me, save me. Hold on, hold on. Was he born of a woman without any connection with a man? No. But he's referred to as head of religion, head of Christianity. But how was he born? If was born by man and woman coming together, whatever his religious title, that's not the Savior. The Savior is the virgin born Christ, who lived a perfect life. And he died for you, and he died for me. And his last word, it is finished. Your sin finished. Amen. Your sinfulness finished. Amen. And tonight, whosoever will believe in the heart that he died on the cross and that God raised him from the dead, and you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth, you'll be saved in Jesus' name. In 1 John chapter 3, I'm reading from verse 5. It says, and ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins. You see that? He, Christ, he, the Savior, was manifested to take away our sins. Hey, you know, sometimes I wonder that many people go to church and even mention the name of Jesus, but their sins are not taken away. And I discover there are people, I was like that many years before I was born again, when I went to church, I didn't see Jesus at that time. I saw the preacher. And I revered, I honored the preacher. And I felt that religion stops with the preacher. But you know, the preacher is not manifested to take away your sin. The priest is not manifested to take away your sin. And it's better for us preachers, pastors, priests to clear out of the way and point the sinner to Jesus, that is your Savior. And I must get out of the way and not block your view. I must talk just about Jesus, preach just about Jesus, exalt Jesus, lift high the name of Jesus, because if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And he's drawing you tonight. Amen. He's inviting you tonight. And he says he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. And that's the manifestation we have, Jesus the Savior. And when you call upon him tonight, he will save you. Amen. He will forgive you. And he's not partial with his salvation. He died for everyone and is willing to save everyone. Don't allow anyone and anything to come between you and Christ the Savior. And the yoke of sin will be broken away from your life. And it's tonight. Say, it's tonight. Look at number three here. Point number three, the freedom from all sicknesses of the sick. The freedom from all diseases. What's a disease? Disease. Whatever bothers, troubles you, is no comfort, no rest. You are turning here and there. You are not at peace because of the pain. Whatever the name of the sickness, thank God our healer, your healer, my healer, is here tonight. and he never lost any case. And your own case tonight is going to bring solution to that problem. It's going to give you freedom from every sickness that you have. Now you are the sick person. After we mention the name of Jesus against your sickness, you'll be the healed one. He'll make you perfectly whole. Hey, look at Matthew chapter 14, verse 14. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. You're lost and amen. He healed their sick. Some of them were young, he healed them. Some of them boys, girls, he healed them, just their sick. Some of them women, he healed them. He healed their sick. Some of them men, he healed them. Some of them had nameless sicknesses. That's, you know, there are doctors at that time. You know, at that time, science had not gone to the point of producing the encyclopedia that names almost every ailment. And some of the people had, oh no, they just said, you know, there was a woman that was bent over and could not lift up herself. They didn't give the name of the spinal issue. And there was a woman that had issue of blood. At that time, they had not developed all the vocabularies we have in the medical encyclopedia now. But whatever the name, everyone, Jesus just healed them. And whatever name of sickness you have today, the sickness will not have you. Yeah. You know, there's a difference. There's a difference to have sickness. And some people say, my cancer. You know, the cancer already is having them, possessing them. And they go about, my cancer tonight, it is not your cancer. Yeah. And it came from the devil. It's the devil's cancer. We'll give that to the owner. Yeah. We'll drop that tonight in Jesus' name. My blindness, no, not my blindness. I don't have blindness. You don't have blindness. It came from the devil, the blind devil. We'll give it back to the devil. But we'll not allow the sickness to have us. You've heard of the term, some people have money, other people, money has them. Some people possess property. Other people, the property possesses them. And the same thing with sickness. Some people have sickness, some others, sickness has them. Now, sickness will not have you. Yeah. Will not possess you. Yeah. Will not say, I am here, I am here. And demons will not possess you. And you know what Jesus said? He said, when a man has been delivered from evil spirit, and evil spirit is gone out, an evil spirit does not find a place he will, you know, lodge. He now says to seven other wicked spirits, he said, I will go back to my house. That evil spirit is declaring, that's my possession, that's my house. And the fellow too, because he didn't lock the door against the demon. That demon comes back, that disease comes back, with seven others. But your body from tonight is the temple of the Holy Ghost. It's not the temple of demon, of devil, of disease, of death, of evil power. You're free tonight in Jesus' name. Jesus was moved with compassion toward all of them, and he healed them. And Jesus has not changed. Has our Jesus changed? Tell me. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 gives us the assurance what he did then is still doing today. The power still remains the same. And Hebrews 13, 8 says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same Savior still saving like he did. The same healer still healing like he did. The same deliverer still delivering like he did. And Christ is here by your side over there tonight. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. He says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. The Savior is right there. And I'll say, Lord Jesus, here I am. I cannot save myself. Whatever I try to do, whatever religion, Christianity, I try to practice, all those cannot atone for sin. Thou, and thou alone must save. And you hand over your life to the Lord and say, Lord Jesus, since you have died for me, I now surrender myself unto you. And now I have decided to believe in Jesus, to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. Am I talking for you? I've decided that I turn away from my sin and I believe that Jesus is my Savior, nothing else, nothing less, nothing more. Here, I surrender completely unto you, and salvation comes to you right there. And it comes right now. It's ready to save you. Are you ready to be saved? Praise the Lord, it will save you right now. It's about and eyes closed, heads bowed, and eyes closed. I rejoice with you. Your salvation has come. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth is Jesus only is your Savior. No other Savior. And when you know that truth, accept that truth, believe that truth, and confess that truth confidently. Salvation has now come. And if you want him, I'm sure you do, since you want him to be your Savior, wherever you are, you raise up that hand now. You couldn't save yourself. He will save you. There's no way you will give yourself redemption. He has come. He is your Redeemer. There's no way you could write your own name in the book of life, but he has come so that your name will be taken away from the book of the records of evildoers, and I'll put your name in the book of life. So wherever you are, just raise up your hand. It's right there by your side. He wants to see that you mean this with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. You turn away from sin. You repent from sin. Say, Lord Jesus, here am I. I am yours from now on. Forgive me. Cleanse me. Take away the pollution and the punishment of my sin. I believe that you paid it all. I don't have to do any other thing. I believe you are my Savior now, and that salvation is yours in Jesus' name. If you are raising up your hand, God bless you there, God bless you there. If you are raising up your hand, you'll stand up so that you identify yourself as a candidate for his salvation right now. Remember, your salvation will come immediately. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. No exception. It doesn't reject anyone. You're coming to such a meeting like this for the first time in your life. Yes, you can come to Christ now. He's your Savior. You raise up your hand, you stand up, and the Savior will save you now. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you and we love you. You so much loved everyone in the world that you sent your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him as the Savior, the true Savior, the only Savior, the mighty Savior, the transforming Savior, that such a person will not perish. Lord, take the punishment of sin away from all these people that believe on the Lord Jesus right now. Take the pollution of sin away. Cleanse them with the blood of Jesus. Break the power of sin from their lives. Take them away from sin and take the sin away from them. Give them assurance in their heart that you have answered their prayer. You have forgiven them. You have granted them peace in believing. They're justified now. They're children of God. Let there be confirmation in their heart by the Spirit of God. Thank you, because we know you have answered. And we know they are saved. And your grace will continue with them. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. God bless you for that. Amen. It is done. Amen. We call on our officiating minister here tonight to lead us in this time of taking the names of those who have given their lives to the Lord. God bless all of you. Amen. I'll be coming back, and every sickness in your body, the Lord will deal with it tonight in Jesus' name.
Keep on standing, keep on standing. The counselors are by your side. Please, all our workers, all our pastors, please, all our choir members, everybody in various department sessions, please, you're needed now for the counseling. Get the cards and go beside a convert that has given his or her life to Christ. You will help them to fill the cards if they don't know how to write. If they know how to write, please guide them as they fill the cards. We please want you to write in capital letters so that nothing will be missed. You give your name, your full name, because now you have given your life to Christ. You cannot tell lies anymore. So give your real name and give your real address. And as you are giving your name, please indicate the name by which you are known in your neighborhood, where you live. And describe to us, to the counselor there with you, your address and how we can get to you to help you to retain the decision you have made tonight. Please give the direction to the counselor, and counselors, please write at the back, describe where the convert lives. Give us a full description so that we'll be able to get to them. And you give us your phone number as well. The phone number is to help us send you messages that will help you to retain your faith in Christ. We also would like for you to indicate whether you are a child, get it there, whether you are a youth, whether you are an adult, and whether you are a male or female, please indicate all those important areas. And give us your WhatsApp number in case you use it. That will be very good to get to you through that as well. And please, as we are reaching out to the converts, let's go to every area in the venue. There are those who are outside at the sidelines over there at the left-hand side, those who may be standing up at the back where they don't have any seats, or those that are nearer the road at the right-hand side over there, please get to everybody. And those who are giving their lives through this message online, please, there is something that you are going to do. There is a form that you are going to fill through this link that is at the foot of your device, the foot of your player. Please click that link. That link is gckhq.org /connect. You see it at the foot of your device. Please click it and a form will appear where you fill in your details. And when you fill the details, you send it back to that link. Send it to that link. Also, if you are listening through the radio or television and you have just given your life to Christ, please send your name, your phone number, and your location. You will send it to this WhatsApp number. And the number is +234 915 444 9263. I say it all over again, +234 915 444 9263. For those who are here in the Alpha location, as the counselors are getting your details, just to enable us to help you, there is a package they have with them. They will give you that package. You will see a letter there from the convener of the GCK, our Father in the Lord, Pastor Dr. W.F. Kumuyi. Read that letter. If you don't know how to read it, call for somebody who will help you to read it and interpret it for you. That letter is to let you know that we are happy and that he is also happy for your giving your life to Christ. And to tell you about the things that will be happening And so, tomorrow, by 3 p.m., here, just at the far right, you see the white roof tent there. We shall be having lunch hour with Jesus by 3 p.m. tomorrow. And those who gave their lives yesterday, you will also attend. So we'll come there by 3 p.m. tomorrow. There, we'll meet with you and give you some other things. And then there will be believers' banquet for you this coming Sunday by 2 p.m. And that will take place at number 7, Bayange Ato, Boko East, Boko. So you please attend if you are living here in Boko. But if you are not living here in Boko, you will attend at the various local government areas or the regions over there at the same time. We shall be giving you some other things as you come to that banquet. Don't forget, this Sunday, 5th of July, by 2 p.m. So don't forget. Please, counselors, are we all right at the left-hand side of the congregation, the left-hand side? Are you true? Just wave the flag to me if you are true. Wave it. If you are true with counseling, please wave it to me. Are you just raising it or are you waving it? Wave it. Wave it if you are true. Wave it if you are true. God bless you. At the central area here, central to the stage here, if you are finished, raise up your flag, please. Okay. Thank you. If you are at the right-hand side and far away over there, please, can you raise up your flag? Supervisor, raise up your flag. At the far right, can you please raise up your flag? Wave it at me so I can see. Please, if you are waving, come out so we can see you from here. Please, counselors, we need more hands. At that far right, please go there. If you don't have enough cards and packages, please get them from the supervisor and go right to the far right over there to help. God bless you. Be fast. The pastor is waiting to pray for the sick. And we who are sitting down, let's be praying, expecting the Savior who saves from sin, from all sin, and heals all sicknesses, is here to give you all that free of charge. Free. You don't have to pay. You don't have to do any penance to have it. It was paid for. Jesus paid it all. So, counselors, please, you are the far right, you are finished, can you wave the flag to us here so we can see you, please? Counselors, supervisors, please do. We're waiting for you. Just be fast. Please, can somebody help us? Let's know if you are true over there. raise up your flag and wave it here. Raise it up so we can see. Counselors, if you can help us go there, many more counselors should move in there, the far right, so that we can please help. God bless you. God bless you. Just get more cards, get the packages, just move in there, please. If you have not been attended to, please keep on standing. God bless you, please. Indicate if nobody has come to you, just raise your hand so that they can see you. Raise up your hand so they can see you. Please, the supervisor at that far right, let me know if you are true now. Please can the, okay, the flag at the back of the right side, wave it at me if you are true. Wave it, raise it up, wave it, let's see if you are true. Thank you. We are rising up now as the pastor is coming. God bless you.
Amen. Did you hear the pastor? He said, God bless you.
Amen.
In that blessing, there's healing.
Amen.
The deliverance.
Amen.
God heal you.
Amen.
God deliver you.
Amen.
And God break every yoke in your life.
I accept.
I believe. I confess. What you confess, you possess.
Amen.
We're praying now. You raise up one hand and lay the other hand where you have the challenge, the sickness. The sickness will not have you.
Amen.
Will not possess you.
Amen.
You are going to detach yourself from that sickness. Blindness will not possess you.
Amen.
Deafness will not possess you.
Amen.
You are going to drop that sickness at the mention of the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Tonight you are healed.
Amen.
The yoke of sickness is broken in Jesus' name. God is ready for you. Raise up the hand, lay the other hand where you have the challenge. And after the final amen checkup, you'll find your miracle has come to you.
Amen.
Father, in Jesus' name,
amen.
Thank you for your love that never fails, your mercy, your compassion, your faithfulness that never comes to an end. Thank you, Lord, because your power is from generation to generation and from place to place. Everyone that believes will have the miracle, the healing, the deliverance he or she is asking for. I will thank you, Lord, because Christ paid it all. Is paid for healing, by stripes we are healed. And is paid for salvation, through that blood was saved. And the same Christ who saves is the one that heals. Heal your people here and online in every congregation connected now. Touch everyone. Heal everyone in Jesus' name.
Amen.
He healed their sick. And he's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's healing the sick right now.
Amen.
Lord, whatever the name of the sickness, your name is above every name of every sickness. Amen. Cancer, be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Terminal disease, be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Blindness, be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Deafness, dumbness, be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Demon, come out in Jesus' name. Amen. Spirit of death, you are cast out in Jesus' name. Amen. Arthritis, be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. One leg shorter than the other. Lord Jesus, do a creative miracle. And let that short leg grow out to be equal with the other one now in Jesus' name. Amen. Lameness, paralysis, be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Anything called sickness in your body, anything called disease in your body, they are cast out right now. Amen. You are healed. Amen. You are healed. Amen. I am healed. Confirm it, Lord, in every life. And let there be manifestation right now. Amen. To the right, to the left, at the back, at the center, in the front, here at the Alpha location and online healing, the multitudes will be taking place right now. Amen. It is done. Amen. It is done. Amen. For you. Amen. For me. Amen. For us all. It is done in Jesus' name. Amen. After this final amen, check yourself, you are healed. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray.
My yoke.